Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bunch of stuff to tell you about. I went to Tony Orlando's last concert, Mohegan Sun, up in Connecticut on Saturday night. Great show. Good band. Tony's son, I think, is a musical director of the band. Boy, they were good. Tony was good, but Tony's Tony. He's knocked three times on the ceiling, right? Dawn showed up, and they were really good in fine voice. Priscilla Presley was there, much smaller than I imagined her to be. And anyway, I was very happy. The reason that I am friends with Tony Orlando is because of all the great work he has done for veterans over the years. I really respect that. And he has gone out of his way to help vet organizations. And he's a good guy. He's a New Yorker. You all know, probably know his story. And, you know, I was in New England anyway. I had a bunch of stuff to do over the weekend up there. And it was a very fun time. So that's number one. Number two is a little more serious. So I think that Mayor Eric Adams is at a crossroads now and that his administration may collapse. Now, I don't say this with any ideology or hyperbole at all, but I'm watching this from Nassau County. Big spread in the New York Post today. Attacks in New York City transit jump a massive 50% as subway murders surge. The stats are in stone. Now, they're comparing now to 2019. So you ought to know that before COVID. But it's not a safe situation taking New York City transit. Why? Couple of reasons. These are crimes of opportunity, which means the thugs jump the turnstiles, get into the system, and look to either rob you or hurt you because they think they can get away with it. And even if they're caught, which is rare, the system won't punish them. So they have the opportunity to steal from you or hurt you with low punishment potential. That's what it is. If the potential to punish was high, you wouldn't have this. But it's not. And that's because of the far left city council, the far left district attorneys in four out of the five boroughs, and Albany Nobel. So that's what working people face in New York. I get droves of mail from tourists. Should I go on the subways? And I go, no. And I tell my daughter who lives in the city, do not go on the subway. I will pay for your Uber or whatever. Don't go down there. Now, that's a little overreactive because most people will be able, during the day anyway, will be able to ride the subway and the buses without a problem. Most people. But Adams has no solution to this problem. He says he's going to flood the zone with cops. It's not working. The stunt of putting the National Guard down there, I don't think the guard's there anymore. I think it was just a political stunt by the governor. I could be wrong. I'm not on subways very much, but I'm looking around to see reports the guard has done X, Y, and Z. I don't see anything. Nothing. So when you're in a situation where the lifeline of employment to New York City is precarious, your administration is on the ropes. I don't think that Eric Adams knows how much danger politically he's in. Because you've got to have an infrastructure where people can make a living and don't have to fear for their safety. We do not have that in New York. We did. De Blasio killed it, and now Adams can't stop it. In order to stop it, you have to be very authoritarian. You've got to make it impossible for these turnstile people to jump. And you've got to tell the cops, you haul them in. If Albany lets them go, fine, you sit them down for 4 or 5 hours. So their drugs wear off or whatever. They don't want that. But boy, it is a massive problem. And Adams, he doesn't have much more time because perceptions are being formed. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.